Yo, this is Cam coming to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe with more positive vibes. And today I got actually three, podcasts coming up today. No joke, this is all real. And I'm actually back for good, not just, for like a reason that I'm going to tell you now, but for like an inner reason, because I feel like I need to share more stories as I've been moving on with life and more things that I need to share. But real quick, there is this thing called listener support, and I would love if you guys supported me, not just for the fact that people can just get money for what they're saying, but the fact that, sharing what I have to say for other people has been a big part of my life. Always trying to help people and always living through that is a dream. And letting and having you guys, the listeners, help me do that dream would be a blessing beyond blessings, beyond blessings. And I'm not trying to say that, and I'm not trying to, sugarcoat anything or anything like that, or swindle nobody. Like, that's not what I'm about. People are free to do this. It's like for a monthly subscription. Excuse me, but it's for a monthly subscription. It can be $1 a month, it can be $5 a month, $10 a month, and those are just the prices they have so far. But yeah, feel free to do it, but I would love if you supported me and did everything that you could do to do that. So far I'm just trying to get a better mic so you guys can hear me better, so I can get my messages out in a much clearer state. And yeah, but so far I have a podcast today. Now that that's all over, I just have to say that, but now that that's all over, I have a podcast called You Are Worth More. Well, podcast slash spoken word, if you don't know already. Spoken word, focuses on wordplay, voice inflection and all that great stuff, a little bit similar to poetry. But yeah, this one's called You Are Worth More, and it's just speaking out about how no matter what people say, no matter what people do to you, you are worth a lot more than what you or others think as a whole. But yeah, let's get right into it. Oh jeez, let's try that again. Let's get right into it, and I hope you guys enjoy your day, night, and evening, and noon, or wherever you are listening to this. And I hope you guys continue to have a blessed day. Let's get into it. Peace, love, y'all, and don't forget to support your boy so we can get a better mic so I can sound way better. All right, peace, love you guys. See ya. You are worth more than what others think. You are worth more money than what people spend on a mink. You should be cared and loved more and faster than the average time a man and woman combined blink. Your worth is something great, something that makes my eyes dilate, not out of hate but in joy, something that connects and makes joy. Don't let the words of another man or woman destroy your wealth. Continue to be yourself even if no one sees you, as if you had an invisible cloak or you felt like you were living in stealth. Being invisible is perfect. Because that's the time where God can take you and create you and make sure you'll be seen with a lot of eyes feeling somewhat keen. And when they see you, you are worth it. You are worth so many things, there is no price to it. No one can buy the price of your hard work, you just do it. No one can buy your truest dreams, you just pursue it. But getting rid of every little bit of hate, this can't be lifted away and go astray. Yes, you have to lose it. And yes, while I say this is being blessed, I mean lose it. Sometimes you have to go through the hard or the bad to enter the easy. You are a strong person that's worth it, so you know that I know for you, the listener, it's easy. But saying all the pain will go away, I'd rather you not believe me. Anything else positive, I would say with a yes, but getting rid of every single pain instantly, I'd say a fast no in jest. Telling you that you're strong and worth it, and telling you pain is going to be in your life for you to become a better person is hard to digest. But don't think about it too much. Just know that you, my friend, the listener, are the best. Now, if you feel like you aren't worth much, if you feel like the connections you've had are turning to dust and your artwork is fading to rust, you're in luck. Because while you're down, God is above working, turning your frown, and with your trust in his ability to take his love and return it to you who is welcome and deserves it, you will finally realize in time from the Lord that you, my friend, are worth it. All right, hopefully everyone that heard this enjoyed it. Please don't forget to look into the listener support. It's on my website at anchor.fm/real life relatable stories. Anchor.fm/real life relatable stories. I'll have the link down in the description. I'll be posting it on my Instagram as well, CamCause3. It'll be back, under my bio. Since I have been working on music from time to time, but it'll be back under my bio so people can look into that if they want to support me. But yeah, support the kid. He needs a better mic because the sound quality isn't the best. I want for the message to really reach to you so you can spread it and share it with other people around the world, because ain't nothing. I know I don't really like to use the word ain't, but I'll say it this time. Ain't nothing better than really trying to get the happiness and joy out to somebody else. And that's just what I feel like I need to do now. If I could have you guys really help me through the time, that would be amazing and wonderful. With that being said, I hope everybody enjoyed this podcast and this spoken word. One down, two more to go, and let's continue to be strong and faithful and love and loving and caring in our days forward. Keep on moving forward. And after these two more podcasts of spoken word, I'm going to be doing another podcast about the word fine and why I hate it and why that word has kind of destroyed who we are as people and how it's destroyed others and how it can be the subliminal message for something that can really hurt somebody else's life. And you know, some keys and things to look forward to when somebody says that they're fine, you know. So with that being said, that's all I gotta say. Everybody enjoy their morning, day, evening, night, or noon, or whatever time of day that they're in. I hope everybody continues to have a blessed day and move on to the next within time. That's it, real life relatable story tribe. And I will catch you more with positive vibes in later time. Peace.
You know, man.